the suffering, pain, and frustration being experienced by Alamosho people, Lagotians and, in fact, all Nigerians occasioned by the fuel scarcity and resultant hike in transport price has continued to worsen by the day. Alamosho Today's correspondent, again, today, Monday, November 28, 2022, monitored movement along the ever-busy LASU, Egbeda Road and reported seeing fewer buses on the road. It should be noted that as the fuel wahala continues, Alamosho Today, last week, ran a series of reports, read them below. In case you missed it, fuel price hike, BRT passengers stranded at various stops in Alimosho? ICYMI. Fuel price hike. More filling stations closed, commuters experience heavy traffic on Alimosho roads. ICYMI. Fuel price hike. Commuters groan, filling stations closed, long queues resurface on Alimosho roads. ICYMI. Fuel price hike. Black market retailers sell 1 litre for number 300 in Alimosho. ICYMI. Fuel price hike. Now, fuel no be for poor man. However, today, one could see a number of yellow buses, and Korop parked along the road. When this reporter inquired further, it was revealed that only a few bus drivers were able to get fuel, even at the increased price, to operate on the road by Monday. According to the driver, the problem wasn't the amount, as he said they were prepared to buy it at any amount, but that the issue was that the petroleum product was scarce. As the conversation continued in the bus, another passenger decried the impact of the hike in price on the commuter, who he says will have to bear all the cost. Similarly, passengers were stranded as they could not afford the fares, as everything has gone up by over 30%. For instance, Ayana Iba to Ayana Ipaya, formerly number 300, is now number 500. Obidor to Egbeda, formerly number 250, number 300 is now number 400. Checkpoint to Igondo, formerly number 100, is now number 200. The sad reality for those stranded commuters is this. No matter how long they stand, it would be hard, if not impossible, to see any bus that would convey them to their destination at the now previous rates. Responding to this, the bus conductor said, "Who no get money, make e sit down for house. No be we cause am."